This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
A local author has come up with a new way to present some information, and we thought we could talk to him today for WSIU's Morning Conversation. Adam Stone has been in before, and you may be familiar with his work. He's back in talking about A Life Unhappening. Adam, I really appreciate you coming in, and a part of your project includes your daughter Chelsea, who's also in studio with us. Thank you for coming in. Adam, let's kind of get started with the whole big issue. Tell us about A Life Unhappening.
Okay, well, thank you for having us here. We're really glad to be here today. A Life Unhappening is a spoken word ballet about Alzheimer's disease, and more specifically about the impact that the disease has on three generations of one woman's family. And it's a little bit different than a traditional ballet in the sense that normally with a ballet you have dancers performing to music. And with this concept, they're actually performing while words are being spoken. And there's a pre-recorded audio track that is played with each performance. And it contains the narratives of the characters. There are nine scenes in the ballet, and it's one act. And the whole performance is just a little less than 1 hour in duration. And it allows the dancers to really sort of explore the characters and project what the characters are speaking as ballet movements rather than as dramatic action.
Something that's not always seen on stage in terms of this whole topic of Alzheimer's, but also a different way to present it as well.
Yeah, it's very experimental. You see some spoken word dance pieces, but they typically are shorter. To my knowledge, this is the first full-length ballet that is completely spoken word. But I really enjoy doing things that are experimental like that. And I like to kind of throw different kinds of art forms together and to see what happens. Because I feel like when you do that, if it works well, it can be more powerful than it would be if you just used these art forms separately. So really, I mean, we're hoping to appeal to people who are interested in dance and people who are interested in Alzheimer's, but also people who are interested in poetry, literature, literary fiction, and just spoken word performance art. So it's kind of an amalgamation of all these things. And the hope is that by doing that and presenting this in a totally different way, that it will be more powerful than it would have been if it had just been one of those elements.
The performances kick off, we should let people know, early next week, as a matter of fact, May 4th at Shryock Auditorium. You can see it also on May 11th at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. That's at the University of Missouri St. Louis campus. Or later that weekend, May 13th, at Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau. More information on it can be found at Adam's website, adamestone.com. I wanted to bring you in, Chelsea, and let people know you are suffering from laryngitis, so we're not going to let you go too far in terms of stressing out your voice, but you choreographed the piece. You worked with your dad on this. Tell us a little bit about your aspect, your perspective on it.
Well, I've danced my whole life, and I've done some choreography, and then my grandma had Alzheimer's, so it really seemed like a perfect fit, me being able to relate to the dancing side, as well as being able to relate to the Alzheimer's side of it, and I think it was really powerful choreographing this.
Sure. Adam, was there any sort of catharsis here? If the story is so close to you, did you write this kind of as a healing gesture for yourself and for your family?
Yes, absolutely. My mom suffered from Alzheimer's, and she passed away in 2009, and she lived with us for the last 5 years of her life. So, you know, for me and for my wife, who were there with her every day, it was very intense. And being a writer, I knew that, you know, that was one of the ways that I was going to process the grief and the loss that came when she was gone. And I wasn't sure how at first. I didn't know what form this story would take. And it just sort of evolved to be a spoken word ballet.
This project, as we said, is coming up next month. If you'd like more information on Alzheimer's disease, ways to get support, ways to get more information, you can call the Alzheimer's Association Greater Illinois Chapter. Their office is here in Southern Illinois. It's 985-1095, or you can go to alz.org/Illinois. That's got tons of information about Alzheimer's disease, ways to cope, ways to get help for friends and loved ones who may need more information or may need some assistance. Adam, when you get to the finished product of writing this and you decide, well, it's going to be this experimental spoken word ballet, did you immediately think of Chelsea and say, we've got to choreograph this together? It needs to be a family affair.
Well, I certainly didn't want to put pressure on her, make her feel like she had to participate, but I did want her to. I felt like it was a way that we could both be working through the grief and the loss in our own kind of unique ways of expressing ourselves. I tend to do it through the written word, and Chelsea, having danced her whole life, you know, has always been a dancer and somebody that expresses herself through movement. And again, I thought that that would be a powerful way to combine sort of these different elements.
Chelsea, in coming up with some of these dances, and you're drawing on your experience, your pain, when you're talking with the other dancers, do they have similar experiences? Are they bringing some of that to the table as well?
Yes. Some of them have said that they have family who has had Alzheimer's, and one of them has her mother just started working with patients who have Alzheimer's. So I think that they can relate, and we explain to them what we think those characters are feeling, and I think they really understand that and are able to express that.
Adam, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but I wanted to explore it a little bit more. When you have an art form that you combine with another art form and you express it to people that way, are you hoping to really touch them on a really deep level? What are you hoping they bring away from something like this?
I think that when you do something that's experimental, in a way it's more jarring and than just a traditional work. And the positive part of that is that I think it really can show how art can be very transformative in terms of how we look at the world and how we see ourselves in the world. And so when art is working at its best, I think it really is like a window into things that are not seen in the literal everyday sense of the world. So, yeah, I mean, I do think that that's one of the important functions that experimental work portrays, is to try to move an art form forward or a group of art forms forward so that people can perceive not only their lives differently but the art form differently. And I do think that this performance, if it works the way we hope it does, will kind of help people look at all of these elements in a different light. They'll think of spoken word perhaps in a way they never thought of it before, and they'll think of dance in a way they never thought of it before. And hopefully it will provide insight into this disease, you know, as the various characters experience it and relate to their experiences of what it's like to have a loved one with Alzheimer's, or in the case of the main character, Marletta, to be suffering from Alzheimer's yourself. And her narratives tend to be more disjointed and stream of consciousness, and they really reflect her search for meaning and continuity and stability in her own life, even as her life is unhappening, as the title suggests.
Sure. A Life Unhappening, again, is showing three different times. You can catch it in Carbondale on May 4th at Triac Auditorium, in St. Louis on May 11th at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. That's on the campus of the University of Missouri at St. Louis. Also on May 13th at Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau. AdamEstone.com is the website for more information. For more information on Alzheimer's disease, you can go to alz.org/Illinois. Author and now playwright, I suppose we could say, Adam Stone, choreographer. Chelsea Stone, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.